بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, as many of you know, I have my bird feeders outside my study window, which is a source of great and continuous entertainment and delight for me. They attract a lot of small songbirds who pay for their feed by singing songs the whole day, and of course enable me to learn some very useful and important life lessons. Now, one of those lessons I want to share with you, and that is the importance of focusing on process. Now, we like to talk about being goal-focused. We say that we must always have a clear goal and then work towards the goal and so on, and all of which is correct. There's no doubt about that. We should have a goal. If you are just working and you have no goal, that's like just walking off and then, you know, you don't know where you're going because you have no direction that you are pointed in. So as they say, for someone without a destination, any direction is the same. All directions are the same because he's not going to get anywhere. He doesn't even know where he wants to get. So I'm not saying that being goal-focused is wrong. All I'm saying is that in this being goal-focused, one of the things we maybe a lot of times, lose track of is to be focused on the process. Now, that is a big mistake. I mentioned the birds because this is something that I can't say I learned it from them, because I knew it before that, but I was able to interpret some of their behavior in this context. And that is, for example, we had in one of the nesting boxes I had some of the old world sparrows, a pair of them who built a nest. Now, what I didn't realize was they had built a nest, they even had eggs in it, and I think one of the chicks had hatched before a blue jay found them. Now, blue jays prey on bird eggs and even bird young if they can find them small enough to kill them and eat them. So this blue jay found them, and then of course there was great tragedy because the eggs were broken, eaten up, and that poor chick also got killed in the process. Now, what did the sparrows do? I mean, I don't know if there is any sparrow psychiatrist that the sparrows can go to and, unload and unburden their broken hearts and get the psychiatrist to fix it for them. What the sparrows did was back to their process. And the process is now they find another place, that because that place now is not safe. So they find another place and they build a nest, and then lay some more eggs and they raise another brood. Time is limited because in this part of the world, once we get into autumn, into fall, then winter is close by, and nothing happens in winter. So they have to do all of this stuff before summer ends. And we are now in the middle of July, so we have probably maybe 2 months before for them to raise their families. So they go back again. Now, I can't vouch for it because I can't say I recognize those particular sparrows, but there are lots of sparrows with little ones. There are lots of house finches with little ones. The pair of cardinals which lives here has now come out with two juveniles. There are robins here, and interestingly, the robins which live behind my house are different from the robins which live at the front of my house, on the front lawn. So there's a pair of robins which forages for worms, in the at the on behind the house, and then there's another one which forages for worms and in the on the on the front run, and then they don't cross over, and so they also have chicks. So the point I'm making here is that one of the lessons I learned from these small birds, and I've learned a lot of lessons about courage and about resilience and about never giving up, you know, continuously engaged in their activity, is the fact that they focus on processes. And what is the process? Process: build a nest, raise chicks, build a nest, raise chicks, build a nest, raise chicks. Now, does it get them their ultimate goal, which is propagation of the species? Of course. And that's the only way they will get the goal. I mean, the only way that they will get the goal is by focusing on the process. Now, if we take this into our lives and say, you must have a goal, of course, but once you have a goal, focus on, do you have a good process to get to that goal? And then work on that process. And that process, the more you structure it, the happier you will be, the more efficient it will become. Because as you focus on the process, the question of use of time, use of other resources that you might need, money, you know, access to people, people to help you, and so on, all of these things then fall into place. Many times people say, well, I need to manage my time. Yes, of course. How will you do that? You will do that if you have a goal and if you are then focused on the process that will take you to achieve that goal. Without the focus on the process, your goal will remain unachieved. There's no way you're going to achieve the goal if you're not focusing on the process. So process is extremely, extremely important. Take, for example, if you are, for those who are in school and college, your goal, of course, you know, is to excel in whatever you're studying, but what is the process that will get you to that goal, right? Work out that process and stick to that process. Now, that is difficult because in many cases, this is where the rubber meets the road, which is that what do you do when things are no longer easy? I mean, you are supposed to start work at 8 a.m. according to your schedule, but, you know, you did a late nighter the previous night, you are not really feeling up to it, you want to sleep in a little bit longer. So what do? You sleep in a little bit longer, and that's your process has gone out of the window. And obviously, there is it's like a train that gets late on one station, then it's doomed because it can't then ever get back on time because there are other trains which are on different crossings, and this train is going to get put back and more and more and more, and eventually it's you know, ridiculously late, and that's because again the process went wrong. Now that's the reason why it's very important to focus on the process. And then of course the question is, now what happens if it goes wrong? Well, what happens if it goes wrong? Come back on track. Yes, it'll be painful. It is once you go wrong, as the example of the train I gave you. So you know, at least to one destination you are hopelessly late. But then you learn a lesson, and then you leave that destination on time, and you ensure that you stick to that time. You don't goof off. So that is very important, to focus on the process and remember that even if the process gets derailed sometime, which might happen, then get back on track as quickly as you can. Don't stay there. Don't procrastinate. Don't stay there. Get out of that, because you know it's wrong. Stay out. Get out of that. So next step, fix your goal, your life goal. What is that life goal? And then work out the process that will take you to that life goal. If necessary, sit with somebody who can help you to think through. It's always useful to get you know, a second opinion on something. You may not need it always, but you know, it's good to have it if you can. And then once you fix on the process, then stick with the process and ensure that you fulfill that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our lives productive. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us, literally question us about how we used our time. And that's why it's very important for us to make sure that we do not waste our time, that we do not, you know, let time just pass. Time will pass. People say, some people, you know, if somebody is sitting around, you say, what are you doing? He says, I'm killing time. You're not killing time. Your time is killing you. Because time will kill you. When the clock doesn't stop, the sun doesn't stop rising, the moon doesn't stop its phases, you and I will be in the ground. So it's not a question of time, of me killing time. It's a question, the thing is that what can I do and achieve before time kills me? And then I have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah to make us, to make our lives productive and to help us to do what pleases Him, because that is the ultimate goal and that is the ultimate point of success. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.